So Shishi of Vayeshev is a continuation of the story of Yosef Beis Potiphar. And we know about Yisayesh HaSadunav, say, Neha Ali Yosef, HaTomber Shechvayimi, Vayimayin, Yosef refuses. The drash of Chazal here is so powerful, and the Rasul of Dumusti Yaknashal Aviv Bechalon, really what Chazal are picking up on, as I think we alluded to earlier in this week, is the idea that Yaakov and Yosef could be physically separated, but there was a mutual existential bond that could never really be broken. So with respect to Yaakov, the pasuk says, Vayimayin, and Yosef, right, can be physically separated from Yaakov, and it's the same language, etc. The father's inspiration, and his standards, and his values, and his sense of propriety that even in a place that was shut of Bezima, right, Kimase Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtem Below Sasun, right, Yosef was not going to take on, those kinds of behaviors. Now, in terms of the way that Yosef expresses himself, that was the catalyst for his behavior was his father's home and his father's standards, and again, that bond that they had, Vayimayin. But the way that he expresses himself is very fascinating, and he talks about sort of the ben adam lechaver and ben adam lemakom components to it, right? Hein adoni lo yodaiti ma babayis v'chol yeshon asan biyadi, and then he speaks about v'chatasi lelokim, and Rashi picks up on that, b'nei noach nitzav ol arayos. So the Ramban is very fascinated by this presentation. After all, the first and most important reason we don't do things is because this is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, of course, when it comes to Neishas Ish, there's also, a horrific betrayal, especially somebody who placed, trust in you. And that seems to be the sense of what, Yosef, is expressing. The Ramban has a particular idea. Why did Yosef front load, the aspect of, Ben Adam Lechavero, Hein Adoni Lo Yodai Tim Ababayas, V'chol Asher Yesh Lo Nasan V'yadi, and any Gadol Abayas Hazem Imeni, V'lo Chasach Menu Me'uma Kimotach Basher At Ishto V'eich Haseh Ra'ah Gdola Hazos. Right, it's really interesting, and the Ramban doesn't quite put it this way, but I would just add on, it seems a little bit strange that Yosef is giving this big speech about, loyalty and fealty to Potiphar, where obviously that would likely fall on deaf ears in the context of Ashes Potiphar, because she's prepared to betray her husband, in a very fundamental way. That's Lashon Hamata. Right, it's a euphemism, but the point is that it seems a little bit strange. So the Ramban has a second idea where it's not just ben adam lechaver, ben adam lemakom, and he says because Yosef understood that this is a kind of ben adam lemakom violation as well, because Einav, he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, b'nemanei aretz lashevet imadi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, looks for those who are honest people amongst the kitos that aren't bab mechitza shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amongst those are dishonest people, the shakranim, right? Chosama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. So, what we spoke about it previously in terms of Yosef's sense of honesty, Bahika yom hazeh v'yevo habayis alasos melachto, and Targum Onkelos, l'mivdak b'chushbane, Yosef was completely honest. That we talked about earlier, ikim alechem asher ochel, the Ramban, that he wouldn't take anything that wasn't right. His sense of integrity and honesty and propriety, as it, related to, Dine Mamanos. So, the natural extension of that was, I'm not going to betray, Potiphar and Dine Mamanos, not for a dollar, not for a nickel, not for a penny, not, Din Mana or Din Elef, and I'm certainly not going to betray him in this way, right? So the point is that Yosef's integrity was very much holistic, and the Ramban's idea is, V'chatasi l'lokim, because Yosef's perception of Avodas Hashem was rooted in this, in this kind of integrity. So here I think we can bring things full circle. We started out by noting that the catalyst for Yosef, to do the right thing was Nirasala Dumosti Yaknash Lavi Bechalon, and certainly, these kinds of, behaviors, Arayos would, be completely incompatible with the standards of Yaakov Avinu. But in addition to that, right, just the pure dishonesty that's involved, the Begida that's involved, discrediting one's reputation in terms of behaving in a particularly deceitful manner in this regard is also a complete betrayal of Yaakov. Yaakov HaTzadik The standards of Yaakov HaTzadik in terms of Ne'amanos, that's part of what Yosef is appealing to here as well. So his father is really all over this, both in terms of the motivation, for keeping him, on the straight and narrow, but also a sense of v'chatas elokim l'shitas haramban, as it concerns, an avera dishonesty. It's obviously a very particular form of dishonesty, an aggravated form of dishonesty, but nonetheless, right, cheating one's, employer, that's not limited to dinei mamonos, and that too is a virtue of Yaakov HaTzadik.